Could it be for some of you who are like, God, where's my help? Where's my team? He's looking for a level of consistency in you. Could it be right now he's looking to say, okay, how I want to see how she can manage the faithful few. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Becoming Brittany podcast. Whoop, whoop. That's my little sound effects right there. It's your girl and host, Brittany Morton. And as always, y'all, you know, it is my absolute honor to be able to create this space so that we can have some real life dialogue, talk about life, talk about getting ourselves together, you know, becoming everything that God has called and created us to be. And so I hope that you all have been enjoying my last few episodes. I've been on here crying, child. I've been on here telling y'all my business. I've been getting some testimonies. And so I have been enjoying you all. So as always, thank you for rocking with me. I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today. I think I'm always excited about what we're going to talk about. But today's episode is something that's really special to me. I want to talk to all the builders that are tuning in to this episode. I believe you're on and you're listening or you're watching me right now, because you too are a builder. If I could kind of sum up who I am and what I do, I build things, okay? Whether it's visions, brands, people, teams, all type of stuff. I am naturally wired to be a builder. And whether you have been called to start a brand, or whether you are doing a business, whether you have a family, whether you're single, whatever stage of your life you're in right now, I believe that you too are a builder. And so today I want to share a little bit of my journey with you, of some things that I've been building over the years, and some of the things that I have learned in building that I want to give to you and encourage you, because this is the truth, y'all. It's taken me like 12, 15, 20 years to learn some of this stuff, right? And I believe one of the greatest ways that we can really pay it forward is by sharing our experience and our wisdom and the lessons we've learned over the years to be able to help someone else get to their destination further and faster, all right? So my goal is, after we talk today, you're going to get some nuggets, you're going to get some encouragement that's going to help you to apply with whatever it is that you are building in your life, all right? So y'all ready? Let's go. So if you've heard me talk about Saved in the City, Saved in the City is a women's ministry nonprofit I started almost 12 years ago, y'all. I was literally 24 years old, had recently moved back to Huntsville, Alabama. If you have not heard the episode when I talked about how I was engaged and my engagement fell through and I moved back to Alabama unwillingly, go check out the episode, okay? So I ended up moving to Huntsville, Alabama, back to Huntsville. That's where I went to college. And I ended up giving my life to Christ, got saved, and not too much long after that, I got a vision. At the time when I got this vision, you all, I did not think it was nothing major. I thought it was just something I was going to be doing on my job, literally from a room upstairs from my job. Did not think too much of it. Was terrified, but literally did not think it was going to become a thing, right? So I'll never forget, it was 2011 when I got started. And that summer, I had gotten an idea to create this space for young women to be able to gather. I had recently given my life to Christ. I was looking around for other dope women, didn't really see anything, you know, and I was like, okay, let me create the very thing I feel like I need right now. And so I think I want to just kind of land there as we're talking about building, because anytime you are building something great, anytime you are building something special, it's going to always be birthed from a vision. It's going to always be birthed from a need, right? Oftentimes we'll look into the earth and we'll see something like, hey, why isn't there this, or why isn't that that? And sometimes God will highlight that to you because that is something that he is leading you to be a solution for. And so that's what happened, y'all. So ended up writing in my journal. I literally still have this journal to this day, y'all. I wrote like 2 pages in my journal of what the vision was going to be, what it was going to look like. Again, not really knowing what it was going to be. So took that, saw a need, and created this space. And let me tell y'all, the first one that I had literally like five women came. And yeah, I was so nervous and I was excited at the same time because I didn't think anybody, you know, was going to come. And so some of my friends came from Nashville, a few other women came, and that was the night, right? I thought that night, y'all, it was only going to be like a monthly thing. As soon as we got done with that night, all the five ladies was like, so yeah, we doing this next week? And I was like, ma'ams, absolutely not, because I just could not even see myself starting something and being able to sustain it every week the way they were requesting. So after about 2 weeks, y'all, I gave in and we literally started meeting up once a week. And that went on for about 5 years, right? And so fast forward from that, we ended up starting a conference. We ended up starting other groups in different cities. And it has been an amazing, I look back now and say that it's been an amazing journey. But when I tell you, this has challenged and stretched everything in me, okay? So if you are building anything, I want to share a few things with you that I have learned over the years to help you in your building process, okay? So number one, as I said before, building something always is the response to a need, right? Whether it's in your family, whether it's a vision, whether it is a business, oftentimes you are going to be the solution to something in the earth that other people don't even know that they need an answer to. And I believe for me, that's what it was. I wanted to create something that I felt like I needed. Oftentimes, that's where the most beautiful things are birthed, right? Because we're creating something because there are people out there looking for who we are and what we have to offer. Another thing that I realized in my building process was that you cannot be afraid to start small, okay? You cannot be afraid to start small. The Bible tells us how we are not to despise small beginnings. And that's what happened with me, because I was so nervous. I wasn't even caught up in the numbers, for real, you all. But I now look back over what those seasons where it felt like it was so small and it felt like, you know, only a few people were coming, only a few people were impacted. And I look at what God has done all of these years later. And I was like, man, if I was not faithful in those seasons where it felt like it wasn't a whole lot, where it felt like it wasn't a big deal, then I wouldn't have even gotten to the place now of all the things that we're doing. So I really want to encourage you. I know right now it may seem like, man, what I'm doing feels insignificant, or maybe it's not having that much of an impact. I want to encourage you to let you know that things, the greatest things, often start off very, very small, okay? So another thing I've had to learn, and I haven't done this well, and I think I've talked about it in some of my other episodes, is that when God gives you a vision, that vision is bigger than you, okay? When God gives you a vision, that vision is bigger than you, and it's going to take more than you in order for that vision to come to pass, all right? So I remember early on, like, I didn't even know, y'all, to ask for a team. Like, I wasn't even thinking that what I had was team worthy, let alone to look for a team, right? And I want to talk to those of you who are maybe building something right now. You're like, okay, Brittany, I know I need help. How do you build a team? I'm so glad you asked. So when I first got started, you all, like, as I said before, I didn't have a team. I didn't ask for a team. So what happened was I was being consistent. And I think sometimes that's what's going on with a lot of us that are builders. We're praying and asking God for something that we have not learned to be consistent in for ourselves first. Let me say that again. A lot of times we're asking God for stuff and he's like, I want to send it to you, but I need to make sure that you got a little skin in the game. I need to make sure I can trust you in a season where it seems like you're building by yourself, so that when I send you, because when God sends you a team, you all, he's not just sending you people to help you with your vision. He's sending you stories. He's sending you souls. He's sending you people that he can entrust you with to help them also be everything he's created them to be. And so I believe initially it was just me and I had one other little chick that was coming to help me, but I believe God was looking to see how faithful I was going to be, how consistent I was going to be in what he had given me, and then he started to send people, right? So once that started to happen, let me go back, because I feel like somebody need to get that, right? So could it be for some of you who are like, God, where's my help, where's my team? He's looking for a level of consistency in you.
Could it be right now he's looking to say, okay, how I want to see how she can manage the faithful few. I want to see how he can manage the influence that I've already given them. And once you start to do that, it's going to attract everything you need for your vision. I often tell people, you all, it's going to be hard for God to order steps or find you if you're not moving. Your provision is looking for you, whether that's people, whether that's money, whether that's buildings, it's looking for you. But if you're not moving in the direction that God has called you to move in, it's going to be hard for what is for you to locate you. All right. So I started being consistent, right? I started with these every week I was showing up. Regardless of if it was one person or 10 people or it grew to 100 people. I remember one time, you all, nobody showed up, like nobody. And I was packing up my stuff and literally one girl came and she was like, oh, we doing Bible study tonight? And I was like, no, we're not, because nobody came. She was like, but I'm here. And guess what I did? I sat there and I acted as if it was a room full of people and it was just me and her, right? And so I think it's important right now, even with where you are with your building, building your family, building your brand, building your business, that you really work through your level of consistency. It's important that you learn how to be able to show up and to do it on the days where you feel like it and the days you don't feel like it. So I started doing that and ladies started to stay after. Like, again, at this time, I wasn't asking anybody, you know, for anything, because I didn't know to ask. But there was a group of women that started staying after every time we would meet. And so since they was there, I started giving them things to do. Like, I would say, hey, can you help me unload this, or can you help me pack this up? And because they were staying after, they were willing to assist me. That became my first unofficial team. And because their lives were being impacted by the work that we were doing, then they turned around and helped to build it, right? And I think that is so important when you are building. A lot of times people come to me and they ask me, Brittany, how do you do certain things? What's your strategy for this? What's your strategy for that? And I'm gonna be honest with you all. A lot of times I didn't really have a strategy. Early on, I didn't realize I was operating in strategy. I was literally wanting to create a space where other people that I wanted to be a part of. And once I created that, then other people were drawn to that. And so I believe that when we're building, that's what we have to do. What would it look like for you to build a business or build a brand or build a space or build a life that other people find refuge in, they find strength in, they find hope in, right? And I was consistent in that. So as the team kept growing, we had to learn how to manage it, because child, y'all know anytime God bless you with something, it's one thing for him to give it to you. It's a whole nother thing for you to manage it. And so over the years, you all, like, I made so many mistakes in leadership, like so many mistakes. Thank God I had grace. Like, people gave me grace, you know, because I was young, I was eager, I was zealous. I just wanted to do things. I would have an idea, child, I didn't think, ask nobody nothing, it was just going and doing things. But there were so many things I learned. I've learned the importance of not forcing people to be who you want them to be, but as a leader and as a building, creating space so that people can become the best version of themselves. I feel like early on in my leadership and early on when I was building, I had like in my mind how I wanted everything. And if it didn't go the way I wanted it to go, I had a problem with it. But I had to learn, in order to be a great builder, in order to be a great leader, sometimes you have to put your preferences to the side. Sometimes you have to realize that there are more ways to get to a destination than the way you think it should go. And so when I started to learn how to delegate, y'all heard that word. When I started to learn how to delegate, which is something I'm still working on, I had to be okay with people doing things in a way that was different than how I was doing them, but still getting the same results. And so now I think back on some of the things I used to do and how I used to respond. And I literally sometimes text my team, you know, back in Alabama, like, y'all, I'm sorry. They're like, girl, you good? Because we were growing with you. And I think that's such a key to building, you all, especially when you're building a team, or you're building in leadership, or whatever it is that you have been called to do, you have to realize that people aren't looking for you to be perfect, okay? And sometimes we don't build and we don't start on those visions and we don't start in moving in the way we need to move. It's because we feel like we have to have it all together. But that is one of the biggest lies of the enemy. You will never have it all the way together. Let me say that again. You will never have it all the way together. If I would have waited until I would have gotten together, then we wouldn't be celebrating 12 years of being a nonprofit and 12 years of impacting thousands of women's lives if I would have waited until I had it together. You all, when I started building this brand and this vision, I was a hot mess, okay? Like, I'm still a mess now, but it was like on fire. Like, the block is hot type of mess, right? Back then, like, I didn't know fully who I was. I didn't know exactly what I was doing. I didn't know, you know, any of those things, but I started with where I was. So y'all, I'm telling you, when I first started, like, I didn't know a lot of what I know today, but I'm so grateful that I didn't allow where I felt like I wasn't or what I didn't have to keep me from starting where I am. And so I just want to encourage you all with that. Like, I get that we really want all of these things to be in place, right? Y'all know how we are. We want this and that. You know how we have our visions, because being a visionary is a beautiful thing, but also being a visionary, you really have to gauge, like, okay, how much of this am I making mandatory before I have to move, when God is saying, hey girl, just start where you are. So that's what I ended up doing, and I literally grew with my vision, okay? And I think that's something that we have to know. Anytime you are building something, you're going to grow with the vision. You're going to grow with the thing that God is giving you. And so that's why, and he knows, like, he knows what you can handle right now. He knows what will overwhelm you right now. And I know sometimes we're praying, God, just send the resources. God, just send this. God, just send that. And he's like, nope, I know what you can handle. I'm going to give you what you can handle. I want to see how consistent you're going to be at this level. And I'm going to continue to grow you. And that's what happened, you all. So when I first started, it was, shoo, I was making all type of mistakes. My lifestyle, my character, like, God, y'all, God has had to do such a work on my character. When I say, and I know a lot of times we don't talk about that because we only talk about what we see on the outside, right? Like, oh girl, your photo shoot dope. Oh girl, you slaying. Oh girl, you ate. You know, we do all of those things, and all of that is a part of building. But if we don't make sure the inside is together, it's even as visionaries and builders and leaders, if we're not making sure our character is being perfected, it doesn't matter how big the vision is. If we don't have the character to sustain it, then that very thing that we're building can be the very thing that's going to be our demise. And I've been there as well. And so one of the major things I've learned is, like, you really have to start with where you are. And God's pace is the best timing. God's pace is the best timing. I'm gonna be very honest with you all. When I first started with my vision, there were not a lot of people that I knew about that were doing what I was doing. Back in those times, you know, 10, 12 years ago, social media wasn't as big as it was now. The first few years, we were not even on social media. When we got on Instagram, it was more so of like posting a flyer about our event or whatever. But as time kept going, more, you know, women's ministry started and empowerment groups started and all of that. And by this time, y'all, I had 5, 6, 7, 8 years in the game. I remember, and this is a very transparent story, but I hope this helps somebody. We were praying and believing God for a building, right? And at this time, I had worked at a wellness center for 5 years. I started my vision with where I was, literally upstairs from my job, y'all. Don't despise the days of small beginnings. Okay, so once I transitioned from my job to lead the nonprofit full time, which was a whole thing, like, who would have known that God can give you a vision that will sustain your life and then take care of other people's lives? That's a whole nother thing for a whole nother day. So we ended up moving everything to my house, y'all. I'm not telling you something that I just talked about. I'm talking about something I have lived. I took one of my guest rooms out of my house, painted it pink, it became the Saved in the City headquarters, okay? People did not even know I was running this from my house. I'm picking up the phone, good morning, Saved in the City headquarters, how may I help you, in my pajamas in a living room of my house. My bonus room became our storage room. My garage became, I'm telling you, I used what I had, right? So we were praying because everybody couldn't meet at my house, child. We were going to libraries. We were going all around the city trying to meet and prepare for our conferences. So the very thing I'm praying for, I get on Instagram one day, you all, and someone who had just started their organization, guess what? Had their office building. I mean, just sitting there smiling with their keys. And although I wanted to be happy for them, I wasn't. I was mad. I was mad at God because I'm like, God, I've been doing this for how long? And we've been praying for how long for a building? And then here goes somebody, not knowing they backdrop store, child. But here goes somebody who just started with what they're doing and they get a building, they get all of this stuff, and it's the very thing that I'm believing you for. Y'all, at the time, I was like too ashamed, you know, to tell my team or tell people in my life I was struggling with that. But I had envy, I was jealous, and I was comparing where I was with where somebody else was in their journey, i.e. not knowing their background, not knowing behind the scenes of what they have been going through. But isn't that oftentimes what we do? Sometimes we compare our process and our journey of where we are and what we're believing God for with where it seems like someone else is. And sometimes it feels like, man, God, why is it taking so long? Like, what's the delay? Like, I want to be happy for them, but I'm like, dang, that's the very thing I've been asking you for. You know, again, all of these things were building my character. How can God trust me with the magnitude of what he's called me to if I was not even in the place yet where I could genuinely celebrate somebody else that's technically on the same team as I am? Now, I know I got to unpack that, right? I know I have to unpack that, but those are real life things, you all, when we're talking about building something, when we're talking about building something that's going to outlive us, because that's the reality. What we've been called to do in our lives, in our careers, in our families, in our brands, and whatever that thing is, it's supposed to outlive us. It's supposed to be connected to our legacy. And so sometimes that's why it feels like it's taking so long, because not only is God working out the things around us, but he's also working out things in us, right? And so I was building, had challenges, but was still building, had to learn how to not be a people pleaser while I was building, had to learn how to manage finances. Like, y'all, when I first started, I was not thinking about no money. Like, at the time, we didn't need it. Like, I was literally upstairs from my job. We didn't have to buy supplies. We didn't have to do those things. I remember we were like 6 months in and somebody brought $20. I miss these days, because during them days, I ain't had no bills. I didn't have to pay payroll. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? So somebody brought $20, y'all, and I was like, well, what am I supposed to do with this? I still remember taking the $20. She's like, girl, just take $20, because she wanted to be a blessing to, you know, what we were building. Literally put it in an envelope, put it in my office, didn't even think anything about it, y'all. And to see, like, literally what God has done, and I'm sharing this because I want to help build somebody's faith. That $20 that I got 6 months after starting my vision, the other day we were in a meeting, a financial meeting, we were doing some planning, and I was looking over our, keep in mind, this is a nonprofit, right? And so everything we take in, we spend it back out. But y'all, I'm looking, and it's been hundreds of thousands of dollars that God, he's the source, right, has put on people's hearts to donate to something that I felt like was so small. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you have no idea what you're carrying on the inside of you. Like, little old me, God, like, little old you use me to be able to birth something and to build something that people not only want to be a part of, but they trust enough to invest in. Y'all, crazy. So I had to learn even how to manage that. Like initially, I had such a poverty mindset when building. I didn't want to ask anybody for anything. I didn't want to raise any money. I didn't want to charge for anything. And it got to a level where God was like, girl, and he sent my friends, because child, he know he will send your friends to tell you what you don't want to hear. And I literally remember going around my house while praying, asking God, like, give me your heart, God. Give me your mentality for business, for kingdom business. Because he was telling me, hey, I've called you to do kingdom business. I didn't want to do business, child. I just wanted to help people. But you can't help people without having the resources to do it. So I don't want you to be afraid of the things I was afraid of. I was afraid of expansion. I was afraid of increase. I was afraid of money, which is something I'm still, you know, working past. I remember our second large event. Our first event, it cost $2,000. Baby, I was so nervous. Back in, I said, who child, I'm going to have to max out my credit card. I mean, just, you know how it be. Just being dramatic, right? So God did that. My next event cost $20,000. I was real nervous. I was like, and God did that, you know? And so it's just been amazing, you all, to see. I'm sharing these stories with you because I want you to see yourself in the midst of that. Your journey may look a lot different from mine, but I'm talking to you about when you're willing to give a yes, when you're willing to say, you know what? I'm going to be faithful with whatever God has given me. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to build. I'm going to be intentional to see how far he can bring you, all right? All right, so did all of that only to move to Atlanta. Yeah, I moved to Atlanta and I thought it was over. Like I thought it was 10 years in the game. We had a lot of impact that we had. And I was like, okay, God, this must be, you know, the end of the road. Although we go to the end of the road. Y'all requested me to sing, so I had to sing for y'all a little bit. But, okay, I'm joking. But I came to Atlanta, y'all, and I thought it was over. I thought it was up. Like, it was the pandemic. We had no events. We had no fundraisers. I didn't know how I was going to, you know, like, get through or whatever. Y'all. And the moment I wanted to throw in the towel got thrown right back up upside my head. And here we are 2 years later from the time I said that I was going to quit. And you all, there is like a momentum. There is an excitement. There is a to something that God gave me all those years ago. I'm saying all that. I'm sharing my journey with you because I want you to see yourself in it. I want you to know that what you are carrying is so valuable. I want you to know, and yours may not look like mine, right? That's why we can't compare ourselves, but I want you to take the principle and I want you to know, like, babe, listen, you are capable and able to see whatever it is that God has called you to through. Is it going to take some heartache? Absolutely. It's been a whole lot of times where I done had a whole lot of breakdowns. Is it going to take you falling on your face and getting back up again? Absolutely. Is it going to be full of some mistakes? Absolutely. Is it going to take longer than what you thought it was going to take? Absolutely. Are you going to be tempted to compare yourself to other people and be tempted to be a little jealous and to be envious of other people that seem to be getting there further faster? Absolutely. Is it going to challenge everything in you? Is it going to make you see yourself in a way you've never seen yourself before? Absolutely. But if I do it all over again, you all, with all of what I've learned, with all the mistakes I've made, with all of the ups and downs, I would do it all again because it was worth it. And I want to tell a builder, I want to tell a mother right now that's struggling with raising your kids, or a wife right now where your husband is getting on your nerves, or a wife in waiting when you like, where bae at? I want to tell that entrepreneur, I want to tell that career woman, a man, that the sacrifices you are making right now are going to be worth it. That what you're building is so much bigger than you, that people have already been impacted, but they're going to continue to be impacted because you were willing to step beyond yourself to build something that they're going to literally be able to eat from. Shout out to you with your bad building self. So I hope some of my testimony has encouraged you. I think I'm going to share a little bit more with you all, because now even as I'm reflecting on everything I've learned over the years, I'm like, you know what? It's a lot more that I can share with you all. So if you have any questions about building things with your brand, your family, whatever, hit your girl up. Let me know. Email us at podcast@brittanymorton.com or DM us or hit me up so that I can be sure to answer questions even on future episodes to be sure to help you navigate through the amazing things that you are building and you are doing through your purpose and through your life. I love you. I'm so proud of you. And until we catch up again, just know that I am rocking with you, y'all. And I really, 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 I know I tell y'all this often, but I really, really believe in you and I believe in what's on the inside of you. So go for it. Go and build and be great. Talk to y'all soon. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and share with a friend. And with that being said, see you next time.